Honeybees, honeybees. Everyone loves honeybees, or at least you should. Look around. Honeybees give us flowers. They give us plants. They pollinate everything. They also give us honey, because they're honeybees. So the next time you see a honeybee on the street, don't go give them a high five, because they are not fans of that. Just give them a point and a wink and say, "Hey, Mr. Bee, Mrs. Bee, you're doing awesome. Thank you so much, honeybee." Yo, it's spring here on Bumper Podcast, on the Bumper Podcast. And by spring, I mean it's late summer. And by late summer, I mean really there's not much summer left. But it's spring because I've been cleaning. I've been throwing stuff away left and right. It's insane. Like, just like bags and bags and bags of stuff. Like, we moved into the house a few years ago. But, like, I'm still going through boxes. I'm like, oh, what's in this box? It's a mystery box. This is a fun box. I found a box the other day. It had penguins in it. Cute little penguins. Why were those not out, waving at me every day when I come in? I don't know. There was another little box. It had a kitty cat mom and a little baby kitty cat. And it was like a planter. And it was just, I mean, it was the cutest thing. There was a wiener dog planter that we found. There's stuff down here that we don't even know we're missing. And then you open it and it's just like, oh, look at this joy. Look at this joy. We're getting some work done in the house at some point. And by the way, I am not a good general contractor is what I am learning. The plumber, he was just like, how about you be the general contractor? You save yourself some money that way. And now I'm 2 months into my general contractor tenure, and the work has not started, has not begun. The permits have not even been done. So lining up an electrician, a plumber, and a carpenter, I guess, difficult. It's a very difficult thing because, hey, I'm on this schedule. Hell, I'm on this schedule. Oh, perfect. Good. Because I didn't actually want any of the work to be done. I just wanted to continuously email you and text you and call you and beg you to get the work started. Oh, wait, you would like for me to pay you a deposit? Great. No, that sounds like a lot of fun, especially considering I don't see any future when the work actually starts. So here, take my money. But whatever, something's going to happen at some point, I assume, right? Or if not, then I've just given them all my money. But another thing that I've had to do is, so that the work, I have to move all sorts of stuff, shelves and whatnot, and so that sparked kind of a big push to start just getting rid of stuff. I got a big bin, and I'm throwing stuff in there for a yard sale. We hope to have an October yard sale, a Rocktober yard sale. Get rid of some of this kid stuff, some a crib and a changing table and a whatever the doodad is you put the kids in, you push them around. I don't know what it's called. I can't even remember. I know what it was. It was expensive. I know that. What is the thing called? A buggy? A baby buggy? Hey, look at your baby. He's in a buggy. Okay, it was over there. So we have an awesome interview today also. I want to point that out. Pig is really tearing it up. I'm trying to think what else we have. We have a bed. I'm just telling you all this so that you can show up here on the second weekend of October. I don't know if that's when it's going to be. And take my stuff away. Take my stuff away, please. We have a pair of old marble lamps. Oh, how fancy of you. So maybe they can use that in the Addams Family revival that they are filming. But the thing is, it's like, you, I don't know if you do, but I accumulate so much stuff. I've got like 4 old computers that I want to go through, make sure everything is pulled off of them, and then I can get rid of those. Old broken printers, an old broken scanner, like all this stuff that just like I just want gone. Just go away. Because I feel like if I get rid of stuff, then my house is going to feel lighter somehow, if that's possible. I don't know if it is, but I think it's just a mental thing where it's just like, oh, I've got all this stuff and it's dragging me down. I don't want to be dragged down. I don't want to be dragged down. I want to be set free, man, like a bumblebee. I heard that commercial at the beginning. I love the commercials. If you ever need a commercial for anything, please just send me an email. bumperpodcast@nattybumpercar.com, and I will make you a commercial for my podcast. But right now, let's listen to Pig's interview, because I'm super excited.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Aloysius J. Pig, and this is another one of my interviews. It's like when it's knocking him out of the park. Left, right, boom, bang, boom. You got no idea, but it's me talking to all these people. Fun people? I think so. And from what I heard from you, you seem to like him too. Well, this next dude, he's a great dude. He lives here in New Jersey with me. He does a stand-up comedy with me. And from what I've heard from Bumper Car, there's a real love of donuts between this dude and that dude. So, with nothing more being said, I want to bring on the show. Welcome, my pal. Hey, Mr. Darren Patterson, how you doing?
Hey, Aloysius, what's shaking?
Oh, bacon. What's shaking bacon? What's what I said?
Yeah. Am I the first, have you heard that before?
And I look, that's how I wake up in the mirror. It's like my mantra.
You look in the mirror and say, what's shaking bacon?
In the bathroom, I grab each side of the mirror and I go, what's shaking bacon? What's shaking bacon? That's how I wake up every morning. I do it like 100 times.
100 times? That's a lot.
And then behind that, I got the Eye of the Tiger playing, so I'll say it to the beat of that.
Oh, wow.
It's really a cacophony. The kids can't stand it.
Wow, that's intense. I didn't know you were such an intense pig.
You know what? You don't wake up like this, right? You gotta work into it. And once I do that, I go do my exercises.
What do you do?
I strap myself to a yoke and I plow the fields. You know, I do that a little bit.
This sounds vaguely like Rocky IV. Are you confusing?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I do CrossFit as well, so I'm just trying to, you know, blur your you're really close to what I was doing there. So I flip tires.
Ooh.
I volunteer fireman. That's the thing I do.
Volunteer that sounds like a job.
No, it's an exercise.
Is it?
Yeah. What I do is I have a scanner so that I can hear whenever there's a fire in the neighborhood, and then I just show up and I feel like I'm exercising.
So you're like a vigilante firefighter, basically. You just kind of show up with a bucket of water and help out with it however you can.
Well, I don't even got no bucket, but I do have a cool hat. It's not even really a fire hat. It's just, I didn't think it's a cool hat. It's got yeah.
Okay. Do you go into the fire? Like, what do you do? You just stand around?
No, man. I just hang out. But the weird thing, there's this dude from the newspaper. He's been taking my picture at all the different fires, right?
And, okay.
From what I heard, he's got a theory that I am, in fact, the one who is starting the fires just so I can come and hang out with the firemen. Not true.
Oh, really?
No.
It sounds like, are you admitting a crime here? Like, did you indeed start the fire via Billy Joel or no?
Here's what happened is we just got Lifetime on the television, and I've been watching a lot of Lifetime movies, and I feel like I'm conflating a little bit, you know? Not igniting, but conflating. So what I'm doing is I'm watching things on TV, and I'm folding them into the real events of my life. Maybe they're not true. I'm going to say they're not here just for the sake of the court case that is pending.
Gotcha. Just keep the legal eagles out of this.
Have you, enough about, I mean, we could talk about me all night, all day. You know, everybody loves to talk about Pig, of course. But tell me about you. Who are you, anyway?
I'm a comic. I do shows in New York, New Jersey. Yeah, I try to make people laugh whenever I can.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to make people laugh with jokes.
Jokes?
Whenever I can.
Okay.
Yeah, like funny talk. Now, funny stuff.
I heard you say you're a comedian, right?
Yes,
Do you ever mix it up? Or you're like, I'm a comedian. I'm a comic. I'm a stand-up comedian. Do you mix it around a little bit?
What do you mean? Like the three different titles?
I think it's all the same thing in my mind. I don't know if there's a difference.
Yeah. I mean, you could say I'm a comic. You usually say comic around other comics.
What did you say to me?
Comedian. What? No? What? What's going on?
What did you say? Originally, did you say you were a comic or what did you say?
I said I was a comic or, what did I say?
I don't know. Because if you said comic before and now you're saying that you usually say comic in front of other comedians,
then I feel like you think I'm a comic, which makes me happy.
Oh, well, then you got, of course you're a comedian, right? Like, you just said in the intro, we do comedy shows together. Like, I mean, I haven't really seen your act, but like you said, we must have done it together sometimes. I mean, so, yeah, you're a comic.
We're on the scene together. You know, I ain't done no roast battles with you, nothing, so I don't know how popular we are.
I can't do roast battles. I don't have the heart to be all mean to people.
I went and I watched, I go watch that guy, KP Burke, you know? I
go, KB Burke, yeah.
I go to the city, and I've seen him do it a couple of, two or three times, I guess. And it hurts. I'm not even in it, but I'm just like, this seems like a good way to get exposure. It's hot now. People seem to be into it, but I ain't got it. I ain't got it at all.
I know. I listen to, because they have that one at the stand, they have it on the podcast, too, and I listen to KP on the podcast, and it was like, wow, I mean, I appreciate it, how you can do it. It's like, there's definitely like an art to it, but like I'm sensitive. I can't take all that that ribbing.
No, I get enough from my friends, you know? I'm just hanging out with them, and they're like, poop back, poop back, poop back, poop back. That was them poking mean at me.
That sounds like just like random noises.
And they don't even say any actual words. Those are just the noises they're making at me. But even
just
that, as a group of people doing that at me, like, you got to imagine, you got four or five people going pick, pack, put it back, pack, and it hurts. It don't feel good.
Yeah, it's you need a tough shell, a tough hide in order to do stuff like that. I just ain't got it, man.
I like to think, you know. I got a thick skin, but I think to do that, I need like a tortoise. Like you said, I need a tortoise shell.
A tortoise, yeah, that, I could see that. I mean, people, they wouldn't be able to poke you. If you had a tortoise shell on, they wouldn't be able to ping-ping, kitty-pang on you.
It'd bounce right off of me. It'd be like, ping-pang, ping. Did you, when you, growing up, did you ever play, I don't remember if it was like war or whatever, and people would be like, pew, pew, I got you. And you'd be like, bro, I got my deflector shield on. And you'd be like,
yeah, we used to do that. And be like, oh, no, you didn't get me with your gun because it bounced off my shield. And then you'd like immediately have a shield, out of nowhere.
And they're looking around. Like, oh. They're like, we're playing with shields now. Nobody told me. Where did you get a shield? Like
I had, well, you don't have a gun, but, you know, so why can't I have a shield? And then they up it to like, you know, oh, well, I destroy your shield with my rocket launcher. And then you say, oh, I destroy your rocket launcher with my, nuclear bomb. And then that's how war starts.
See, it's like an arms race. Yeah, I always feel like the kid who's got the best imagination should win that game because he can think up anything, right? He's not some basic, you know. But then there's, I think, a lot of times the kids with the big imaginations – the society beats them down a lot, so they don't have as much confidence. So they can't.
Getting deep here.
That's what I do, bro. That's what I, you know, I like to. What I like to do is I like to see the scab and then I just rip it right off, and then we're in there. We're talking about it. Well, I just sound a little bit grosser than I meant for it to sound. I'm going to put a band. I'm going to put some Neospawn on there, and I'm just going to put that Band-Aid back on. Now we're safe. Okay.
Okay. Beautiful.
But I think, I mean, like, honestly, that was a legit point, right?
Sure.
I mean, I don't feel like you're going with me.
No, I'm just trying to follow you. I'm trying to figure out where you're going.
Okay.
Like, you're talking about kids getting beaten down.
Well, so like you got your kid with a lot of imagination, right? Like, he's an arty kid. He likes to do art, right?
Right.
And then there's the kids who maybe have less of an imagination but more muscles, we'll say. And so they like to put the little Audi kid under their thumb, right, and push him down, which wrecks Audi kid's confidence a little bit, right? So then you're playing this war thing where the Audi kid with the imagination should be winning because he can make up anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't because the big kid's got him under his thumb. And so
I see what you're saying.
And then it gets,
what's going on over there?
I don't know, man. You grow up, and then the whole world's against you, and you're just like, I just want to be imagination pig. And they're like, you can't.
Oh, wow. I didn't know we'd hit a nerve here. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to just going to take a second. But while I do that, So you do comedy. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Darren.
Well, I do comedy in New York, New Jersey, wherever, whoever will have me. I also do a podcast.
What?
Much like yourself. Yeah, I do a podcast.
Now, that's fun. What are you doing in your podcast?
Well, the podcast I do with my buddy, Evan Morgenstern. It's called The Virgin Chronicles. Ooh. And it's basically about, you know, people coming on our show, comics, you know, writers, performers, whoever. And they talk about their first time doing stuff. Like, you know, first time.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like your first job, first time you got your heart broke, first kiss, first trip.
Wow.
First time you got, first time you got drunk. Like any first time thing.
The first time I went skydiving.
If there's a good story behind that, we'd love to hear it first time you went. You've been skydiving?
Well, so I haven't done it yet, but I'm saying, like, maybe it's going to be a great story, and then I'll give you a call, is what I'm saying.
I see. Okay, yeah. So it hasn't happened yet. Well, we kind of want to have first time stuff that you've already done.
Oh.
Not going to do. It's a little caveat we have.
Do you ever do a thing like where you you could do like this is your life, but where you have to guess, where you have like I was a cook in France, I was a volcanic inspector, or I worked at Panera, and you have to guess which one it is, and then they tell the story.
That sounds like to tell the truth, or you bet your life, or something.
That's what it was, to tell the truth. That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah.
That's nothing like the pot. We don't do that at all.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know.
We could start. Maybe.
I'm just giving you terrible ideas for your podcast. Maybe you have a wheel, right? And you have different subjects on the. Do you have a? You could do it live, and it's on stage, and you go. Click it, click it, click it, click it, click it, the whole wheel's spinning, right? And then it lands on clowns, we'll say, right? And then you say to the audience, who's got a story about clowns? Now, this is terrible. Don't listen to any advice I say.
That sounds like Wheel of Fortune. Or maybe even the Big Wheel and Price is Right. It sounds like one of those two things.
Oh, man, I love that Big Wheel and Price is Right, because So the Wheel of Fortune, it's a laying down wheel that's just, you know, going around. But that Price is Right wheel, it's like if it came off of its axle, it's coming right at you.
Yeah, that thing is just like a Indiana Jones type boulder, just ready to take out the first row. I'm surprised they keep that that thing of death in there.
I can't remember. Like, I think if you hit a dollar, you get $1,000 or something like that, right? Or something like that.
I remember this from like all the times I was like homesick from school. So yes, like if the dollar is what everybody wants to get, because like that's perfect one.
Is $1,000 the most you can get from the wheel?
I believe so. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah,
but
I don't remember. So. But here's my plan. Right, I'm gonna work out a little bit. My delts, you know, mostly,
right.
And
the quads.
Yeah, some glutes, some quads.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then I'm going to go on the Price is Right. I'm going to win, of course. I'm going to get to the wheel. But I'm going to pull it so hard that I actually rip it over. Now, the wheel is going to roll over me, right? Crush me a little bit. I'm going to get hurt. This is not going to be pretty.
This sounds okay.
I guarantee I'm going to get more than that $1,000. What this is, I'm looking for an angle here. I'm looking for a loophole, right?
You're trying to like scam the Price is Right people.
Hey, you know what? Your wheel broke, bro. What are you doing to me?
I don't know if you should. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you should be saying all this on a podcast. Like, this is like admissible evidence. I mean, I'm no lawyer, but like this. Sounds like a good.
Nobody listens to this show, from what I understand. I don't know. I mean, Bumper Car is basically like Netflix. He ain't giving me none of the numbers or whatever. I'm just like, hey, bro, how many people listen to this? And he's just winks at me. And I'm just like, I don't know what that means. And I look at my paycheck, right? And the contract, we have a thing where once we hit certain levels of listenership, there's a multiplier in there. And I'm always looking at my check. And I'm like, bro, it looks the same as last week, you know? What are we doing?
Are you getting paid? You getting paid for this?
Maybe.
You're making money?
We roll deep here, okay? I don't know.
I
don't know how you get down on your show. You know what? You should do a podcast with your host, right? But the first time you got paid to do a podcast.
Oh, that I Still waiting on that.
Okay. Well, see, that's like my skydiving story. It seems like it's all working out very well.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow. I guess we will. Yeah, we will have you on then about your skydiving.
Yeah, God, I'm just messing with you. So let me talk. Okay, you do comedy, you do a podcast.
I do podcast.
And you move around the New York, New Jersey area. Do you ever go far afield?
Far, like farther out somewhere?
Yeah, like Pennsylvania. I don't know how far.
That's pretty far. yeah, I do. I did a couple shows in Yonkers once. I just came back from doing a show. I did one in Buffalo, and I did one in Toronto, just like a week ago.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was in Toronto.
Twice you've been like, oh, you know, I do New York, New Jersey. But, like, you went to Toronto, another country, bro.
I know, but, I mean, I mainly do New York and New Jersey. Like, but like, that whole, the Buffalo-Toronto, that's like a kind of a one-off thing. Oh, and I was in Lexington, Kentucky once. I did some stand-up.
See? And, do you find a different crowd response? Like, I feel, you know, New York, it's weird. New York's audiences are pretty specific depending on the club you're at, I feel.
Right.
And then New Jersey audiences are pretty, I mean, you can pretty much, when you go into a room, you can look around, you can be like, okay, this is going to be this kind of room. Like, this is a VFW room. It's maybe going to be a little bit older, whatever, right?
Right, right. Yeah, like, I mean, I had to learn that the hard way. There was one time I did a show and Central Jersey, and like I turned 40, but I went in there and like I was like the youngest person in the room. Like everybody was like in their 50s and stuff, and but all the jokes I had were kind of, I guess, towards young folks.
Yeah,
and they did not get anything. No. It was I died a horrible death that night.
But I feel like your stuff is accessible. You don't talk about the Twitter tweets and none of that stuff.
I don't do the Twitter tweets, but I mean, a lot of his stuff, I do like a whole chunk about, you know, being broke and having no money, but it seems like people in their 50s, they're just swimming in it.
Yeah.
All types of cash and the gold doubloons and whatnot. So like they don't relate to my brokenness.
Gold doubloons was Scrooge McDuck there?
That's what I imagine. I imagine, well, Scrooge, he's an older man, so he has gold doubloons, so I figure all older people have gold doubloons, right?
Are you, of course. I mean, Bumper Car's got a whole closet full of them. He says he won't even let me look in there. I don't know what's going on.
I knew it!
Yeah, he's loaded. He's Mr. Moneybags, Bumper Car Moneybags, that's his name.
Just burning cigars with dollar bills. I know what he's up to.
Oh, yeah. He's the fireplace. It's just got stacks of Hondas. And I'm just like, man. And, like, we ordered a pizza the other day. And I was like, bro, because he was out on the town. And I was just like, bro, how am I going to pay for this pizza you ordered? And he's just like, pulled one from the stack in the fireplace. And I was like, very classy, Bumper Car. Very classy.
Oh, man. That podcast must be paying you some coin.
Stacks upon stacks upon stacks is what I'm at. You know?
Gee willikers. All right. Wow, I didn't know you had it like that. You're like a rapper or something.
I mean, I got a lot of mad chains. I don't know if I had mad chains.
Oh, wow. Now you're from the street. I love it.
Oh, yeah. The dirty. That's, I did get a degree from the School of Hard Knocks.
It was pretty
good. It was a rough education.
Got a doctorate in Stone Cold Rocking It.
Oh, wow.
That's an old one. That's an old phrase. I heard it back in the day.
I got a doctorate in Stone Cold Rocking It. I like that. That's got a good pentameter.
Yeah, pentameter. Wow. You know all these big words. You're so scholarly. I'm shocked.
Well, Bumper Car got a master's degree in art. Don't ever do that. But so I guess he's got a lot of big words in his head. But he wanders around the house just basically mumbling to himself, and sometimes I'll pick up on words. That's what happens.
That sounds like Maddie.
Yeah, and I don't even know a lot of times what he's even talking about, but I'm just like, okay, bro. And sometimes I'll pick up the words, and then I say them wrong. So, you know.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I got a Tres Leches donut from the Montclair Bread Company.
Dude, no fooling.
No,
I just had a Tres Leches. Not just, but I did get a Tres Leches donut from the Montclair Bakery and a Nutella.
Wait, oh really? I never had a Nutella. Wait, oh, the Tres Leches It makes me cry a little bit when I get it.
It's divine. Like, it's one of my favorite. I mean, I just like Trail HA Cake in general.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, my wife got, we just drove by there this morning, and we got, like, a bunch of donuts, and she knows I love Trail HA Cake, so she got me a Trail HA donut. And wait, she knows I love Nutella, so I got a Nutella donut, too.
Today you did this?
Yeah, this morning.
Darren, I had one today. Today. On this very day.
On this beautiful eve.
And I sat in the restaurant and ate it so that I could, because I didn't want to, I called my wife and I was just like, bro, I'm going to get a donut. Do I need to bring anything home for them, for the monsters? And she was just like, I don't think that's a good idea. And I was like, me either. So I stayed there and I ate it, right? Amazing. It was such a good, relaxing experience. I had breakfast. It was delicious.
Oh, my God. And yeah, then, just like the whipped cream on top and the cherry and
I mean, I love donuts, but that donut is, there's just something about it. It's just so good.
It is divine. I'm trying to be healthier, but there's just like that little fat kid in me that just loves donuts and cakes and pies and
they're good.
Cheeseburgers and all that stuff. I just can't help myself.
You can't help yourself. So I was standing there at the counter. And for everybody that don't know, there's a place called the Montclair Bread Company. They make donuts, and they're phenomenal. They won some competition, whatever.
Yeah. So you think they were on, like, Food Network and stuff, weren't they?
I think so. They had, like, a big banner outside today, and I just saw it say winner, and I was like, yes, you are. Yes, you are. But so the donuts are all out there on display, and the breads and whatever, and I love the Trail Leches the most. But they had one today. It was a s'mores that caught my eye, right? So I'm looking at it, but then I always want to go back to my number one because I only get like one a month because the same me, I'm trying to be healthy, right? And
right.
The girl, she's like looking at me and I'm looking at the donuts and she's like, you're looking at all the donuts. And I was like, yeah, I'm relaxed. Like they're calling me, you know, like the Fruity Pebbles donut wants me to eat it. And she started laughing because I guess I'm a pig in a donut shop and I'm getting one donut. And I says to her, how do you even work in this place? Like, how do you handle it? And then the other girl jumps in. She's like, it's not easy. You know, after the first few, you know, couple weeks, though, you get a little bit sick of the donuts. And I was just like, that's blasphemy. It's not even possible.
It might be. I mean, you're probably best if you're somebody who's like lactose intolerant or doesn't like donuts and sweets if you work there.
Yeah.
That way you can keep yourself at bay. But, like, other than that, I don't know. I mean, do you get, like, a discount maybe?
No. So that's the thing. She said, she's like, here's the thing. Well, maybe you get a discount, but she was just like, the best part is they make us pay for everything. So in my mind, I was just like, man, they even get a discount at the Apple store. How are you not getting a discount here, girl?
Yeah,
you
know? People that work at the Gap get, like, a half off of, like, sweaters or whatever.
So if you're going to be around the merchandise, you got to get a discount so that you can push the merchandise is what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Like back in the day, I'm going to date myself. I worked at the Virgin Megastore in Manhattan, and I got discounts from that.
Wait, the one down on 14th? Or wait, is that what it was?
No,
14th right by the park, not Washington Square, but...
Union.
Yeah, Union. Yeah. You worked there?
Yeah. I did from 99 to 01 college days. Yeah, for real.
I guess it was, when was it? I lived in the East Village. It was like 98 for a while.
Wow, how bohemian of you. I had no idea.
Well, it's sort of, yeah, it was random. Like I think I may have talked about it before. So real quick, I moved from Georgia to New York to go to grad school. Financial aid fell through, and I was homeless for a few months. And
oh wow!
It was wonderful. I do not recommend it.
homelessness, I do not recommend.
Yeah, I would say if you can stay away from it, you might want to consider it, right? But eventually,
if you can get yourself some shelter, go for it.
Yeah, even if it's under a bridge, like seriously. So what I would do every so often, there was a couch in the East Village on like what was it, 9th? I can't even remember 9th. Between 1st and 2nd, and I'd stay there every so often. But I would stay in the studio at school behind paintings because it was an art school, and I would make like a lean-to of giant canvases, and I would sleep behind the canvases. It was really ridiculous.
Oh wow! How inventive.
Well, it was desperate times, my friend. Yeah. Call for desperate.
You got Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I didn't have all these stacks of cash like I do now. Bro, I gotta tell you, I ain't got no stacks of cash. I just gotta be honest.
You just said you had, so you don't, there is no cash.
There's nothing. I mean, like, I didn't know this could happen, but I went to my online banking account the other day, and it had an animated GIF of moths in my online banking account. I was like, that's a cute effect that they've put on. I don't know why would they do that.
I think it's because, like, it's like the bank saying, hey, this guy or gal, they don't have any money. Let's not show them how much money they don't have. Let's show them this little moth gift to, you know, make them smile a little bit before they realize that of their own poverty.
Well, you would think that, and I appreciate that you're standing up for the bank because they certainly need people to stand up for them.
I stand behind the bank.
But the next time I went, I guess my sound was off the first time, and the second time I went, and it was just like an old car horn that went wah wah like that, and I was like, that is just gratuitous, is what that is.
Yeah, like the last time I went to the ATM, it did that Price is Right. You know, wrong. Yeah. And then the last time I did it, it did the that noise that happens when Pac-Man loses a life. You know,
I like that. That's so fun. That when the last a couple times ago when Trumbo was on, he was talking about Q-Bit, and we were trying to figure out Q-Bit noises. Like when he
dies,
and now you're doing. Let's see. This is my new thing. How does Q-Bit sound when he passes away?
I don't know. I know he makes that noise like when he gets hit with something, where like a little speak bubbles comes out, and it's all like, you know, the symbol that's supposed to be cussing.
And it goes
like, and it's like bang, or something like that.
I like that because Well, you had a lot more because all we had was just like, but I think yours might be more. But we both remember the bubbles, but we couldn't remember nothing. It was just like, and I was supposed to look it up, and actually we left a blank spot in the interview for Bumper Car to do producing and put the noise in there, but he never did it. So
too busy walking around mumbling to himself in his robe.
Yes, he got no time for that. You know, what's he gonna do?
I gotta walk around and mumble. I got time to work on your podcast now?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I gotta go. You know, research. No, thank you.
Right. Yeah, I remember Q-Bert from my old arcade days. I remember that. I remember. There's another video game we used to play a lot, Burger Time.
Oh, yeah.
Huge fan of that. You're stepping on pickles and one. And there was one Tapper where you're like a bartender.
You had to
serve all these people in the bar beer before they like picked you up and threw you out.
Yep, you had to run from like counter to counter to counter.
Exactly.
Make the beer, throw the beer down. And if you don't hold the button down long enough, then it doesn't fill up enough and you lose that one. And then they're getting closer and they're getting closer. And sometimes they're like, there's a bachelorette party coming down, and you're like, I can't keep up with this. Like, how am I supposed to? And then sometimes there's like a group of police, and they drink out, you know. So it's just like a lot. There's a lot.
It was, in hindsight now, I don't know if like a Budweiser video game, you know, in place of all these children was maybe the wisest thing to do, but I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, you know what? It was just teaching us life skills. That's what it was doing.
It was the 80s. It was a different time.
It was a crazy time.
Yeah, I remember Dragon's Lair, too. That was an insane video game.
Did you watch, what was that show? It was on Netflix with the kids. Stranger Things?
Stranger Things, yeah. New season coming in October. I can't wait.
So the new season has a trailer, and they're in an arcade, and they're playing Dragon's Lair.
I know. I remember that. I remember that being, like, the toughest video game ever. Like, I don't think I knew anybody that even came close to beating it.
No, it was a CD-ROM game. I mean, it was on a giant disc.
Right.
And it was made by, Don Bluth, I feel like.
Don Bluth. Yeah, no, he ran the 80s. I remember, like, he did, like, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Secret of Nim. Like, he was the American Tail. He was, like, the animator in the 80s. He was, like, he was running it.
But where did he go? He just disappeared? Or did he's got too much money, I guess.
I guess so. Just, you know, he got the stack of dolls by the fireplace and mumbling to himself in his mansion, I guess, or something.
He and Bumper Car should start a group. Crazy people who make stuff. But Bumper Car, he's not going to... Nobody's going to want to hang out with that dude. He's a little off, to be honest.
He's a nice guy. What are you talking about?
I got my problems. I don't want to bring him up here because, I mean, I know he's never going to listen here, so I think it's okay.
Right.
But, you know, let's just say maybe things aren't all perfect all the time, you know?
Oh, wow. All right. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get in the middle of lover's quarrel or whatever it is.
Bro, you're not even in the middle at this point. You're like, you're at 60-40, okay? You're under 60. You're past the middle, okay? I feel like, you know, you know some things. So the next time you see him, maybe it's not going to be as sweet and sour. No, I don't know. I got hungry. I literally got hungry in the middle of that sentence. It was such a long sentence that I started thinking about Chinese food.
Think about dipping sauces while I'm talking to you.
Yeah,
I'm trying that loud pig. Come on.
I trailed off into dipping sauces. It's like, I'm like, hey, Darren, you know, tell me about your hopes and dreams and ranch. And you're like, what?
What?
What are you talking about ranch? What is he talking about?
And spicy chipotle. Wait, what? What did you say?
Man, you know what I love is I like to do some cooking, is chili peppers in chipotle peppers in an adobo sauce. Yeah, right? But then you just take that adobo sauce and you mix it in with stuff, and it gives you this deep, smoky heat that just makes everything pop. Oh,
Mama mia, that sounds delish.
I'm actually drooling. I didn't know this was going to happen tonight. I'm drooling.
Yeah, no, we talked a lot of food talk here, like chipotle and donuts, dipping sauces. It's like a cooking channel thing over here.
It really is. It feels like it's moving in that direction. I gotta tell you, I gotta go pass out here pretty soon, but I wanna hear. So let's see. You got your podcast, you do your comedy, you live in Jersey, you've been all the way up to Toronto. Where are you? I got so many questions, but I feel like I gotta wrap up. Do you think you ever wanna come back? We could come back. You're coming back on the show one day, right?
I absolutely will come back. Whenever you'll have me, just give me a shout, a holler, and whatever you want.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, though. We're switching the format up, I think, a little bit after this episode. So when you come back on, you're going to tell me about something, and it's the first time that you've done something. And this is just off the top of my head. I'm just spitballing here, blue sky.
Go for it.
So the first time you've done something and that you have a good story about, then you can come on this show and you can talk about it. Does that make sense? Is that a good podcast?
Wait, are you asking me to do my podcast on your podcast? Is that what's happening here?
Now, wait a minute. Now, I feel like yours is a little bit different, maybe. I can't remember exactly what we was talking about. But this is more like the first time. I mean, I'm not explaining it. I get excited. It's the first time you've done something, right?
That sounds like... don't make me call my lawyers and get the legalese in here.
Bumper God, this dude's got lawyers. What are you doing? You get me right. I feel like I'm entangled right now. I feel like I'm entrapped.
Well, not lawyers. Just I know one guy that's a paralegal.
Okay,
that's about it.
You met a lawyer once. That's fine.
I know one guy that saw an episode of Night Court, so I feel like he's got the gist of it.
I feel like that's airtight. I feel like that's an open and shut case is what I feel like that is.
That's right. That's right. You better lawyer up.
All right, well, Mr. Darren Patterson, tell me, where can people find you?
If you can find me on Twitter and Instagram, at Darren Credible, and my website is darrencredible.com, D-A-R-I-N Credible.
Darren Credible. So Bumper God's going to put all those links on the post whenever this comes out, which who knows, because he's probably in Barbados walking around mumbling to himself, but soon. We will send you the links when things get up, we promise. Thank you so much again for coming on. It was really fun talking to you. Hope you had a good time, man.
I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right. Well, lick. He's a good dude, and he makes me hungry, because now I want donuts. Like, I feel like... I hope you listen to this at a time and a place where you can get, where you can access donuts, because and did you hear how Pig was saying tres leches? Like he was doing it wrong, and Darren just went, he was just like, tres leche. Like, bro, that's not how you say the words, it's tres leche. And he's like, okay, fine, don't care, as long as it's in my belly. Those donuts are so good, and they're so far away. Like, if I wanted to get one, I'd have to leave right now. And I'd have to wait in line, and I'd have to get a donut. I'd have to be late to work, and then I would get there, And they would all be like, oh, you didn't bring us any donuts? And I'd be like, no, they're $4 a piece. Back off. Relax. Give me a raise, and maybe we'll see about some donut action. We had to fill in our goals for next year. We found out yesterday, like by tomorrow, I think I have to fill in, what are your goals? And it was amazing. There's one dude who was just like, I don't have any goals. Like in a meeting, like you're in a meeting. And they were just like, we'll make some up. And he was just like, but I don't have goals. Like he stood his ground. He was just like, this is the hill I'm going to stand on. I don't have goals. And so somebody was just like, dude, just kind of, you know, maybe here. And then they rattled off three or four things. Like, here, use this, use that, use this, use that. And the guy was just like, I don't know. And I was just like, he's telling you what to put into the thing. Just write, take notes right now. Go back to your computer, put these things in there, and you're done. You've done it. You've fulfilled the thing that the company is asking you to do. My goal is going to be eat more donuts, I think. And, oh, you know what my other goal is going to be? Is to get more calls on the podcast. I feel like nobody's calling. It's sad. I love the calls. The calls are really one of my favorite things. And also to review more products. I considered for a half a second, I have a shop vac here sitting next to me that I could have been like, oh, I don't know, it's orange, it's a vacuum, it does vacuumy stuff, but I didn't feel like doing that. I want to give you guys real reviews. I'm surprised I haven't reviewed that iPad Pro yet. I've been messing with that thing. Oh boy. I can't wait for the new iOS 11 or whatever its number is, because it's going to change the world. It's not going to change the world. I'm trying to get used to the drawing mechanic of the whole thing. I like it a lot, but I don't know if I love it. But it's all, you know, it's kind of a learning curve. And I'm also trying to figure out, I don't know what the proper size to draw stuff on is, as far as pixels and DPI and everything. And the vector programs I don't like as much as the sketchy programs, just in terms of... I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out. I don't know what the best one to use is either. But I'm excited to have it. I'm very excited to have it so I can play around. I want to make some stuff. I want to make some books. I've got all these books written. I want to make drawings for them. Why can't I do that? Why can't I just do that? Why can't I follow through? I don't know. I feel like Pig's following through on his interviews, and I'm the laggard. I'm the one falling behind here. It's fine. You know what? It's totally fine. Anyway. Hey, Bumper Podcast. Next week, I'm going to be at the beach, but I have a cool episode already lined up. So hopefully the internet will actually work and it will post by itself, because I'm not going to have Wi-Fi. I'm not going to have none of it. No internets that I could... I guess I could. Maybe I could... I don't know. I could figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. It's going to be awesome. Special thanks to Darren Patterson for coming on our show. He's top notch. And please come back and listen some more. And please call in. I don't know the number. I'm joking. The phone number is 646-847-7976. So please, 646-847-7976. There's a lot of sixes. There's a lot of sevens. There's a couple of fours. There's a nine. Let's just call it. It'll be awesome. Leave me a message. I'll reply. I miss you. All right, I'm going to the beach, everybody. Time to get this thing moved!